This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Hey everyone, and welcome to this Wolves versus Brentford chat. I'm absolutely delighted to have a fellow Dave on the channel with us today to look ahead to another game against Brentford. It's Dave from Besotted Brentford. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you very much. Yeah, the games are starting to come thick and fast again. It's been January was a bit of a barren sort of month, really. It was only a couple of matches, but now the league campaign's kicking back in, and we need the games to come round, and we need to start winning a few as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one because obviously looking ahead to Brentford, Wolves, I feel like Wolves and Brentford are playing each other every couple of weeks at the moment. It's like we've played each other, this will be the fourth time in probably 6 weeks that we've played each other. Obviously, we had a fantastic win in the league just before, over Christmas, the 4-1 win, which was fantastic for us. And then we had the FA Cup match against you where we went down to 10 men and then went 1-0 down. And then obviously we had the replay where it was swinging to and fro for a little while. And then we've got another game. How have you felt about those games, you know, playing Wolves? Do you think they've kind of like got to the point where they know each other really, really well? So it'd be a very tight game at the weekend.
I'm hoping it's a lot tighter than the league game at the GTEC. Yeah, I mean, the 4-1 defeat was probably that's the low point of our season so far. We really didn't, we didn't turn up on that day. And despite it being a season where we've kind of lost a fair few games, we've been in most of them. And there's probably only been two, maybe three, where we've been out of sight. And, Wolves that day, you fully deserve the win. And
Nathan Collins had his best game for Wolves that day, to be fair, mate.
Yeah, well, we gifted you two. And I thought he'd sort of made redemption by scoring two in the FA Cup game. One was disallowed. He scored one, I know. But yeah, that was a low point for him and a low point for us. And it was, it's significant, obviously. But I'm not looking at that and fearing that happening again necessarily, because if we don't show up, that's going to happen. But we have been showing up.
You gave City a good game the other day, didn't you? I mean, you got
Monday night.
You played reasonably well against them. I mean, was it Foden? We got hat trick in the end.
Yeah, we did. We went 1-0 up. Morpay scored. He's five, made it 5-5, proving he can score at this level. We give Tottenham a good game last Wednesday night as well, a week ago, which could have been anything. I mean, they had an incredible 7 or 8 minutes at the beginning of the second half where, we literally, everything fell for them. A couple of lucky ricochets and their pressure that they put on in the first half, they converted into goals. But still, it could have been a draw. We could have won that. We're edging back towards the Brentford we saw last season, but there's still so many important players missing that it's going to be a struggle still.
Do you think Tony coming back has been a big
you know, fill up for you that, you know, that's making the difference?
Yeah, well, it was always, I mean, you know, you can't take 20 goals out of a team like ours and it make no difference. You know, it was always going to be a struggle, I think. And to be fair, the season started off okay without him. We were getting Brian and Boomer scoring goals, and there was goals coming from elsewhere. And we thought, oh, actually, we're probably going to adapt. But as much as you can, sooner or later, it does catch up with you. And then Brian and Boomer is now injured long term. And, you know, the Yoann Wiese's out at AFCON with the Democratic Republic of Congo, who play their game tonight, so I wish him well. Frank Onyeka's in the semis with Nigeria tonight as well. So, you know, a combination of, like, you know, I know every club gets injuries, but a club like ours, a team like ours, where you've got your stars, we've had all of ours taken away, and so you're scrambling. Aaron Hickey at right back, out for the season. Rico Henry knocking the door of England, out for the season. David Raya, who went to Arsenal, his replacement, he only had his first really good game this week, Flecken. So, you know, and then Brian and Bumo and Tony and Wiese, and, you know, it's been really, really hard work. To be fair, the manager's never banged on about it. We have, because it's obvious, you know, but they've not used it as an excuse. But we do need some good luck. But we're playing all right. I mean, that's the saving grace. We're not looking like a relegation threatened team. But it's hard to say, you know, Leicester went down, and, you know, you can say we're too good to go down so many times, but the points, until you've got them on the board, you know.
Is the Brentford fan base starting to get a little bit nervy?
Some. It's, you know, like all fan bases and like all social media, it's divided. You know, there's people that just want to just see the negative and everything. There's some people that see the evidence of what's happening in their own eyes. There's some that see that and say, well, you know, you can have all the XG in the world, but unless you put the ball in the net, and, you know, it isn't enjoyable at the moment compared to last year. I mean, some of us that have been seeing us in every single division and we've seen us almost go out of the league, we're kind of like, well, you know, I've waited all my life for this. I'm not going to be too down on them, because we probably will be all right. You know, there's certainly three.
I think you'll be okay.
There's a lot of worse teams than us. And there's obviously Forest have got a points deduction, hopefully, to come. They deserve it.
Maybe Everton, and there's a lot as well.
Yeah, there's a lot to be played out that's off the pitch as well. But I just think there'll be, we've got a terrible run of hard fixtures, you know. With all due respect, you know, Wolves is probably in brackets one of the easier ones we've got, you know, compared to your Liverpools, your Man Cities, your Arsenals that we've got on the horizon, and another game at City in less than a fortnight. So, you know, it's the games against teams that are kind of like a bit more of an even match that we have to get something out of. So I'm hoping we can get a point at Molineux at the weekend, if not a little bit more. So, you know, yeah, you're right. What you said, you know, we know each other inside out, but maybe we owe you one.
Yeah, I mean, we've had the record against Brentford is all, you know, generally has been quite good. I mean, remember, like, you know, a lot of the game, I love going to the G-Tech. I think the Brentford fans are always really, really friendly. And I think we played out that longest game ever when the drone went across and then the referee didn't go. It went on forever and stuff like that. And, you know, we had a great result in the league and the away game. But, like, you did help us out with that one. And then the cup match, which for Wolves, we're really, like, you know, focusing on having a really good cup run. It meant a lot to us to get a draw after being a goal down. I thought Tommy Doyle had a fantastic game when Pedro Neto come on. We were really, really good. And then in the replay at Molineux, you went ahead a couple of times, but we got back in and eventually got the win. But, like, for Brentford, you probably, even though you went out, you were probably like, do you know what, we've got bigger fish to fry this year than the FA Cup. Whereas for Wolves, because of where we are, I mean, we're like now in the top half. We absolutely destroyed Chelsea at the weekend. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
We, honestly, we were so good. And now we're in the top half. The FA Cup for us is such a big opportunity. We've got Brighton, who are our bogey team at home in the next round. But like, I think Wolves probably need a couple of wins to be definitely safe this year. And, you know, we've even got an outside opportunity of getting into Europe. In terms of the game this weekend, who are you, who's your players that, you know, you're worrying about from the Brentford point of view that could really, really hurt you?
Well, your players to hurt us. Well, you on your day, you've got a wealth of talent. You know, I can run through your team, and you know, obviously I don't know them intimately as you do, but you know, I'm respectful enough to know that I know the Wolves are a very, very good football team, and you know, you probably, and it's a season of probably transition for you. You know, there's danger everywhere coming forward, and the new manager, you know, I've got a lot of time for him. He's such a nice guy. B, he's really humble. He's clearly, you know, got a great future in the game. And yeah. I know that there was probably a lot of Wolves fans that were kind of scratching their heads because it was so late in the day, and it'd been obviously been a, you know, changing manager just for the, you know, the 11th hour before the season started. But, you know, for an outsider looking in, he's doing an incredible job. And that game at Man United on that night, the opening game of the season, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like
so many injustices there. And, I looked at Wolves and I thought, you're playing football the right way. You've got attacking threat all over the place. You've got, you know, if your defence can be strong, you've got every chance of having a great season. But, you know, it's so, yeah, I mean, we come concerned, of course. You know, we know what you're capable of, and our defence is a bit flaky. So, you know, if we're strong at the back, you know, but we're going to have to score at least one, I think, if we're going to get anything out of this. I think we're going to have to score two to get a draw. So it's one of them. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not going to go, I'm scared of him. It's all of you.
Yeah, I think Wolves have scored in something like 18 or 19 consecutive home games or something like that. We have been scoring. And to be honest, scoring goals is a big problem for Wolves the last two or three years. But we've already surpassed our goals scored for the entirety of last year. And of course, Wang Hee Chan's been away at the Asian Cup as well, who was our top scorer. But like, Kuna got a hat-trick the weekend. His confidence is up. I worry, obviously, Tony from Brentford and Mopay. I always find him, he's like a wasp. He's so irritating. He's just like, he winds people up. He gets in their faces. He's just buzzes around. He's got a shot on him, you know, and he seems to get under players' skins as well. Mopay, is that a fair reflection?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, he's the king of the shit house, as they say, and he's it can be a bit much, if I'm honest with you. Let's be honest, because he's very not like the rest of the Brentford team. Yeah, we're up in their faces, and Ivan Toney can be a bit like that. He likes to sort of get, you know, close up and personal with defenders and trying to get under the skin. With more players, there's a little bit more needle there. We love him for so many things, especially, you know, what he's achieved, you know, in a Brentford shirt before he went off to Brighton. But now he's back, you know, now he's scoring five in five now. He's on a decent run. You know, I don't know if you saw the game against Tottenham. We went 1-0 up, and he started throwing darts, you know, pretend darts. He was doing the Madison celebration. And we're like, well, yeah, it's funny, but, you know, it was very early in the game, and I'm sure it wound them up. And, on Monday night, he had a go at Kyle Walker, you know, about his marriage situation. And I was like, I don't know. It's amusing, but
it seems to be part of his game, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are probably going to listen to this and go, "Oh, you boring bastards!" You know, you've got to have that in the team. But I think there's a time and a place for it, and I think he kind of does it a little bit too early in matches. I think if you're going to do it the final whistle or whatever and celebrate. I found there's a lot of players scoring goals and just giving it the large to the opposition fans just standing there, and I'm like, why did just go celebrate with your own fans? Run the other length of the pitch and be happy with your own lot.
You know? Especially if it's early in the game, because it can come.
So we love Morpay, but I'm not convinced that some of his antics do us many favours sometimes.
So what formation do you think you'll be playing against Wolves this weekend for those that had the style of play from Brentford?
I'm expecting five at the back, to be honest with you. I think we need to get the low block. I expect, you know, we'll try and hit you on the break. We will attack you. We always create chances. We always create high quality chances. You look at our XG in all games, no matter who we've played, you know, apart from, you know, the game against you guys just before, was it 28th of December or whenever it was. Apart from that, we've created lots everywhere. So I don't doubt that we'll come at you in phases, but I think we might be that boring team that kind of goes low block and keeps our lines and, you know, hits you where we can, you know, draw you onto us and try and get in behind you and use the channels well. I mean, Tony's given us some height up front, but we're still missing a lot of pace. He doesn't look 100% fit. He doesn't look sort of 6 months into a season match fit, because he isn't. But he's still danger, and he still buys you a bit of time. He still gets a couple of fouls, and he'll hold the ball up all right, and he'll bring others into play. So
it's definitely
a telepathy going on between him and Morpay that we've missed. So there'll be chances, but I'm expecting them our end as well, mate.
Do you think Tony will go in the summer?
Yeah. We're kind of resigned to that. A lot of us are quite surprised that he's still here. You know, we thought he'd go in January, but no, as we saw in the transfer window, there was no money really spent. So the money that we want for him, which is sort of £70 million plus, I would have thought. You know, the good thing is he's come back and he's scored goals. He proves that, you know, he is an elite striker, and he's probably arguably the second, if not the third, best striker in the Premier League behind the obvious ones, Salah and Haaland. But you know, it's he's up there. Arsenal are the ones that desperately need him, but their FFP is that they can't afford him. So
yeah, struggle. There could be a little bit of a bidding war on him, couldn't they, in the summer? Yeah. And finally, where do you think Wolves and Brentford will end up finishing this season? And what's your score prediction for the weekend's game?
You'll finish above us in the table. We'll both be playing each other next season in the Premier League. Probably only twice this time, unless we get each other in the League Cup. Yeah. I think we're sick to death of playing each other.
it's also how close together it's been. It's not even spread out. It's like,
yeah, I mean, and let's be honest, you know, our fans aren't going, "Oh, brilliant, we're playing Wolves," and your fans aren't going, "Oh, brilliant, we're playing Brentford again." You know, it's not the glamour tie of the Premier League fixture list, is it? So, you know, it's a bit of a whatever fixture. But there's, you know, there's good points to be up for grabs here, and I think I'm hopeful we can get a point. We need to start getting points on the table. That's, you know, I'm not concerned, but you know, you'd be a fool not to look over your shoulder and going, well, if three more defeats, and then Luton win a couple more, and then, you know, Burnley do. I mean, it's going to take miracles for Sheffield United and Burnley to get into the picture. And then, you know, as I said, Forest due a punishment, and then Everton, if theirs is upheld and they continue to not win games, then, you know, it's going to be all right. But there's enough about us. We'll be all right. So I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw, to be honest, on Saturday.
2-2. Well, Wolves do struggle to play, to break teams down that just sit back. It has been our weakness, and we do like teams that open up against us, and then we could, like, you know, break and hit the space like we did against Chelsea at the weekend. We're good at that, but breaking teams down has not been our strongest point. So if you didn't play the low block, it might frustrate us. And it's going to be a very, very interesting game. Dave, thanks forever so much for coming on. How can people find you and Besotted Brentford?
Best way to find us is on Twitter. We're at Besotted, BEESOTTED. If you go to besotted.com on the web, there's our website, and you'll see the links to everything we do, and all our podcasts, and historical videos that we used to do home and away. So there's a big archive of video content on our YouTube channel. We don't use that so much these days, but there's tons of stuff to see, and there's really good archive content from Brentford and Wolves games back in the Championship as well. So that they're worth watching. I'm looking forward to I'm looking forward to the game.
Are you coming up?
I plan to. I've got a ticket, so
fantastic.
I should be there. We're waiting for your nonsensical Bunsen burners on the side of the pitch. That winds me up.
They warm you up, mate.
I'm not going to go all green on you, but how's that good for the environment? Who needs that? It's dull. Just get on with it.
We did do fireworks before, but they were a little bit more dangerous, so they've gone with that.
Have you got a drum, by the way?
Not particularly, no. We don't have a drum.
All right.
That's been talked about in the past. They do a light show sometimes, like what Brentford do when it's an evening game. Mate, I'm looking forward to the game. I do wish you guys at Brentford all the best. I do think you'll stay off. I do think we'll be playing you next year. I don't think you've got anything to worry about. I think you'll get enough, barring one of the teams below going on some sort of run, or the points deduction is not coming down, or I just can't see Brentford not staying up, to be honest. So I think you'll be okay. And then hopefully you'll get to the end of the season, you'll get your players back, and then you'll have a much stronger season next year. And you won't be, because it's not nice, is it? Like we were last year, we were worrying about relegation, and you don't want to get dropped out of the Premier League, because then you've got to rebuild and go again, haven't you? So I think you'll be okay, mate.
Cool. Thanks for the reassurance.
All the best, Dave. Take care.
You bees.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.